Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get some information in regards to a charge on a credit card.
Yes, sir. And can we get started by getting your zip code?
78217.
And that was 78217.
78217.
Their first and last name?
Manuel Martinez.
And could that be under any other name?
No.
One moment. One moment. And can you verify your address?
I prefer not to, because this is a charge I don't recognize, so.
I would need you to verify that address so we can, so I can further assist you.
What does that have to do with anything?
So I can verify that this account is yours. And can you state the address?
If you cannot
give me the information that I'm asking you for, we won't be able to further assist you.
Okay, well, I need some question answer, because there's a charge on my account and I don't even know who you are.
Yes, sir.
So
we are.
Can you help me understand who, first of all, let me talk. First of all, who are you? What do you sell? What type of company are you?
We are a third party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products. And can you verify your address?
So I'm supposed to give you my personal information without knowing any information about who I'm dealing with or talking to.
If you cannot give me the information I'm asking you for, we won't be able to further.
Okay, then let me talk to a supervisor.
And I am more than capable enough of taking this call right now, and we do all follow the same protocol. So can you verify that address?
Let me talk to a supervisor, please.
And we all do follow the same protocol, and I am more than capable enough of taking this call right now. And can you verify your address?
Let me talk to a supervisor,
one moment,
please.